Blog Talk Radio.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest. It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now, 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Let's do it.
Hey, good evening. This is the Block Talk Radio Grudge Talk. I'm your host, Wow Man Ron Thomas, right off the bat. 6, 4, 6, 7, 8, 7, 16, 59. That's the new number now. That new number again is 646-787-1629. Before we get started, I got to say, send out my condolences to Chris Hicks and Little Hicks in Waynesboro, Georgia. The passing of Chris's sister, who was the mayor of Waynesboro. You know, a lot of people didn't know the connection between Chris Hicks, the funeral home boys, and the mayor. That was his sister. Been knowing her for a long, long time. A lot of talks with her and everything. But like I say, you know, I always say that they're gone from here. And we do believe that they're headed to a better place. I had to change it after talking to a preacher one day. And he says, who's to say where they're headed? Only the good Lord knows where they're going. We all know where they've been. So with that in mind, instead of having a moment of silence, we're going to have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father up above, we ask that you share some joy and some tears, and let the Hicks family and the Jenkins family sit back and think about and reminisce of the good times they had with Pauline Jenkins, the mayor of Waynesboro, who passed earlier today. She will be missed, but she's on a journey right now, and we all hope that her journey takes her to that better place. We all just want to send out our prayers and condolences to the Hicks family, the Williams family, and also the Jenkins family. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, God up above. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. With that said, you know, I guess we get this show on the road. I got a good friend of mine on the line that we go way back when. He had called me once before. When I wasn't doing a show, and I was going to do a show especially for him and everything, but it didn't come out like that. And, man, I said, well, as soon as I got the show going, I got a text from him, and he was texting me about something that he got coming up. So without any further ado, hey, Brooks, how you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. Wow, man, good to see you back up and running.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a while, you know, and it's really ironic because I'm still fighting with Blog Talk. But then again, I said, there ain't no need to fight, and I've been giving out the new number. I just got to change some things on my opening, you know, because I hadn't did a show for 5 months, so they took my phone number away. I mean, I was paying and everything to make sure that, you know, I'd stay in the loop with everything. But they said after I didn't use the phone number for 5 months, they took it away from me. So they gave me a new number. So what's been going on in your world, Brooks?
Oh, man, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. First of all, I want to send my condolences out to the Hicks family and just tell them to keep their head up, you know. God is good all the time, so he never put too much on you that you can't handle. So y'all just keep your head up, and I keep y'all in my prayer.
Right. You know, like a lot of people didn't know, you know, him to say as Hicks. They knew him as the funeral home boys. You know, they had the T-shirts and everything. And that's a story about that, and I'll get into that at another time, you know, after we got to give him a little time to grieve and a little bereavement time. So we're just going to let it stand at that. But what's going on with you, Rooks? Man, I ain't heard from you in so long, like I said. But I got to say one thing. You know what you got in mind.
I still got that doggone screwdriver. Adjustable wrench. Still got your adjustable wrench.
That's right.
In the same place.
Okay, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Maybe we'll get a chance to use it against you real soon, you know. So what's going on with you, Brooks?
And then, man, getting ready to do the yearly race, 7th annual Labor Day Grudge Race in Union, South Carolina, Union Drag Strip. This will be the 7th year. It's going to be September the 4th, Labor Day Sunday, as it is every year, Labor Day Sunday. We got a good bit of stuff going on. We got a 28-10-5 car class, $2,000 payout, no entry fee, no taxi cars. We've got a bracket race with a $1,000 payout with a $40 entry fee, 10 car minimum. We've got an all-out bike race as usual, paying out $1,000, no entry fee. And we also got a street car shootout, paying out $1,000, no entry fee. All you got to have is up-to-date tag, running light, and you cannot have a front exit pipe. Other than that, you're good. We don't, you know.
Oh, okay.
We ain't got all them crazy rules. Just come in with up-to-date tags, working lights, and you're good to go.
Okay, like you said, you can't have a front.
Can't have front exit pipe, fender pipe, no, huh?
Right. Okay. Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to really explain to folks what you be talking about. Well, you know, it doesn't seem like it's been 7 years, but it has been 7 years because I would always promote your show, but I always had to go to Larry T's because I was always under contract with him. And as a matter of fact, it's supposed to be a welcome back show that if everything goes right, I'm still not released from the doctor, that I'm going to go up there Labor Day because I go up there every Labor Day, you know. But you got some guys that are already locked in to come up there, right?
Yeah, Lester McCain Racing, them guys already committed to come up. We got Boss Bonds Primetime. He comes every year, all 7 years in a row. Boss Bonds be there. He's planning on bringing Hot Sauce and the Chopper.
Uh-huh.
But and we've got Boxzilla committed to come up. The boys up in upstate. We've got Grown Folks. Talked to Grown Folks the other day. He's committed to coming up. So we've got a whole lot of street action that's going to be up there September the 4th. So it should be a pretty good race, you know.
Okay, now you said Boxzilla. Is it two Boxzillas or is that another car?
Ain't but one Boxzilla in the world. And if anybody say think anything different, all they got to do is call us and we'll narrow that down real quick. Ain't but one Boxzilla in the world.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody think any different, just call us and we'll set them up where, you know, we can eliminate all that.
Well, now, seeing as how you put it like that, if somebody is going around saying that they're Boxzilla also and they want to come up and run your Boxzilla, the one that you say is the original Boxzilla, the winner makes them take that name off the card, right?
I like the way you think, Wild Man. I like the way you think. All they got to do is call us, and we will accommodate them and arrange that so we can get that taken care of. Of course, we want to put some money on top of that race too, but we'll be welcome to do that. Anybody sitting just like Boxzilla sit in a caprice like that, they got a race.
Now, how do Boxzilla sit? seeing as how you mentioned sit like him.
Bobby Bill says he's either Ford or Caprice on 29.
On 29.
Ford or Caprice on 29.
No wheelie bar.
No wheelie bars.
Okay. And a driver that sleeps sometime on the tree.
He ain't sleep sometime on the tree, but we got that worked out though. We got a button on the store wheel that said wake up. So anytime he sleep on the damn line, all he got to do is grab that button, and it'll make up for it.
Okay, don't tell him I said that now, you know, because I used to go round and round with him, you know, and everything. Now, you say, what type of classes did you say? I don't like to say classes, but what kind of races do you say you're going to have now for the 29?
We got 28 10-5 shootout, any suspension, no chassis cars, any power added, no entry fee, with a $2,000 payout.
Okay, no chassis cars, and 28s, it doesn't matter whether they're radials or slicks, right?
Don't matter if they're radio slicks. Anything 28, 10-5 or smaller, radio slicks, they can get in. No entry fee, $2,000 payout.
Oh, okay. And then they can put it on top of, they want to, on each race that come up, they can bet on the side, right?
Each race that come up, they can bet their main on the side. However they want to do it, you know what I mean? That's everybody kind of popular these days on the shootout. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You want to draw your man. Some people want to draw their man first round, second round, put some money on top. You know, that's feasible. You know what I mean? So
right.
All of that goes.
Okay. And what time gates open, you say?
The gate's going to open at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, the gates open at 1 o'clock. We're going to start racing at 4 o'clock, and we're going to run our first round of qualifying at 7 p.m. That's gates open at 1. Race starts at 4. We may start a little early, depending on how the weather be, depends on how cool it be. But we will start our first round of qualifying at 7 o'clock, seeing how we got 4 races to get off. So we will start our first round of qualifying at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So that's happening on what day?
September 4th, Union County Dragway.
All right. Okay. Anything else you want to add? You want to hang on the line here for a minute?
Yeah, I'm going to hang on the line. I'm going to go on mute while I'm in. Hey, listen.
Okay.
I got to make some calls. If I drop you, I'll text you. Please call me back.
Okay, will do. All right. Right now, let's go to Bobby Wildchild. I haven't heard from Bobby in so long. Hey, Bobby, how you doing, man?
Hey, Wild Man, how you doing, Wild Man?
I'm doing great, you know, and I just had Brooks on. He's up there doing things. He always do things at Union Drag Strip. And I had said with my homecoming, I had to have Bobby Wildchild on to find out, how's the track doing, man? It's been so long since I talked to you. You know, how's the track doing up there in Albany?
Well, man, it's getting better and better. Just had my 4th anniversary just the last Saturday and had some of the old familiar faces to show up. And like I say, want to thank everybody that came out and participate. But the track getting better. We're making improvement to the track. I got jumped on because Kite Man told me I didn't tell him that I had purchased a new track. I said, man, I thought y'all seen it on Facebook. I hear like, you know. But, we're making improvement. You know, we put new air conditioning in the concession stand. You know, we started doing stuff, you know, to make the track work better and everything. But, I want to thank all the guys that came out to my anniversary, man. We had a ball. You know, Dolomite got again created. Dolomite got off work and drove 4 hours over there, you know. And that means a lot. And then Shake and Bake. He came from Detroit, man. So stuff like that means a lot when the guy. But, you know, I want to thank everybody for coming. But I'm just saying, those guys I know, there might be some other, but, you know, I just call them names I fuss with all the time. Like, you know, BET, he showed up, Dog, Miss B, Running Brown, Tony Bynes. You know, I'm always fussing with them kids. So we in the first thing together, whatever. But there were so many folks there. I don't want to, you know, losing, you know, miss anybody, you know, the fan was there, and the list goes on and on. But I think all my spectator base that showed up and all the guys that brought the cars, but we had a good time while, man. But the track is doing fine. It's getting better and better. Matter of fact, so far, as I can say now, this is one of the best years I had since I've been there out of the 4 years. So this has been one of the best years.
Okay, well, Bobby, for a lot of people that don't, they probably know about the track, but they don't understand the way you run the track. Your track is open every weekend, right?
Correct, every weekend.
Besides, and grudge races is always welcome, correct?
Correct, always welcome.
But tell us how you, some of the things that you run at your track, the programs that you have going on, because you always got something.
You know, yeah, we do the, you know, we do a little bracket racing, but we do the 5, 7, 28, 29. You know, in the power edit. Then we do the 28 small block. We do a 650 class. We run bikes. We do a lot. And right now, what we've been doing for the young people, we've been doing this diesel truck shootout, and we got a US 19 Street Outlaw list. And that consists of the everyday, you know, like the Hellcats and the Cadillacs and the Camaros and the, you know, Mustangs. These are every call of daily drivers. And we do that on Friday night. And, you know, that's a lot to try to get the kids off the street somewhere to hang out on Friday night. And like I said, we do all. But that is growing. So I'm real impressed with the participant that we've been getting lately. And people been coming out and having a good time, and so that's what it all takes. So like I said, the track is on the up and up. I can hope to keep going up, but you know, you never can tell. But so far as of now, this is one of the best years, that I had at the track. And like I said, I appreciate everybody that come out. What you think about me? Some people want to come, can't come because of the other reason, too far away. But I want to let you know, everybody welcome. If you got a hot rod with some wheels, you're welcome. Mm. If you got a stomach and you get hungry, you're welcome.
Right.
So it don't make no difference. Just come on. Let's have some fun.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, Bobby, I need you to just let everybody know how the track was when you first got it and what is it like today?
When I first got the track, you had grass growing up everywhere. The asphalt and it was all, you know, cracking and breaking all up. It didn't have any grandstands in it. The equipment around the track was a mess. It was wore out, tore up or whatever, this and that. A lot of the electric was messed up, lighting. We had to go in repair. So now, as of today, we got not only 660 feet of concrete, we got 670 feet of concrete. We got bleachers that you can see 680 people. We got new air conditioning at the track. We repaired all the bathrooms. Bathrooms are clean. All the electric and lighting has been repaired. We got a new tractor, 2015. It's a year old I think this month. We got a new sprayer system that can spray the track, you know, 14 feet wide. So, and there's a lot of other stuff I'm probably missing, but, you know, we just started making repairs around the track. Oh, yeah, and also we got a gas station now, you can say, that we keep all our gas on the outside and everything, with nitrous and all kind of fuel. So it's taking a lot. You know, people think I'm putting money in your pocket, but I'm not. What I'm doing, every time that I can make wild man, I turn around and put it back into the track. And my next project is I want to get my concrete retaining wall. So that's what I want next. So, but those are
right.
The improvements we've made over the 4 years that we've been to the facility.
I know the wife said we got to do something with these bathrooms right away, didn't she?
Yeah. And we jumped on them just like, hey, you know, like the first that day we took over, we started making prepared to the bathroom, you know, and it's clean. Miss B done a live feed, and she showed people what the bathroom looked like on the inside. So, I mean, and our concession stand got 100 on the health inspection. So, and I got a guy that just goes around. All he do is just mop the floor, clean the glasses, empty the trash can, and keep the bathroom clean. And that's all he did
and,
all day long, all night long while we were there.
So the way that you're doing it is something's going down the track all the time, right?
Yeah, something's going down the track. We got people like you saying, yes, you know, and it's, you know, we were closed for my anniversary. You know, me and my wife, we've been married 38 years, so we're closed for a couple of weeks then. But other than that, we've been there every weekend, letting the rain run us away. And
right.
But unfortunately, we've been kind of like dodging the rain. So fortunately, you know, so thank God for that.
Well, this time around, I'm not just saying it. You would be surprised if you look up and one day and you say, well, I'll be doggone. There's Wild Man coming in the gate. I will
Wild
be
man,
coming
you're
in.
Always welcome. You're always welcome.
Right.
You're always, I've been looking for you. I've been looking.
Yeah, well, I always tell the story that I wore out one knee trying to get all my health together. And I wore out one, and then come to find out, after that one got halfway straight, I wore out the other one. So I done had two knee replacements, and right now I can't get down on my knees. But I do say my prayers every night. You know, went through that lung cancer stuff. You know, and like everybody always asks me, what do you say about people who smoke? I say it's their life. You know, I say. If you want to smoke, you're just shortening your life, unless the good Lord step in and tell you it's time to make some changes. And and the funny part about it, I had stopped smoking something like 20-something years ago. You know, even people come up to me right now and say, give me a cigarette. You know, when I met the track, I said, man, I stopped smoking a long time ago. You know, they said, wow, I need to stop too. And I say, hey, all you're doing is just shortening your life. It depends on how long you want it to be. So, you know, that's the way it is with me. But, like I said, this is not a long show. It's just to get acquainted with some folks and to let them know I'm back on. I told a story when Brooks was on. He has a show coming up in Union on Labor Day, you know, and it doesn't make any difference to me where you're at. If you got a show and you want to talk about it, you can talk about it, you know. But it had been so long since I've been on there that Blog Talk took my old number from me, you know. And I was really upset with that. I said, I've been paying every month, you know, so that I keep my spot. They said, well, you still got the same slot, you know, and everything. It's just that number wasn't being used, so we took it. And I said, well, is it being used by somebody else? They said they didn't know, and it wasn't, but they gave me a new number. So I said, the good Lord is willing, and the creek ain't rising. I'll do another show with a new number, got a new attitude. So. That's what's going on now, and like I say, I'm not gonna stay on long. If I see any hands up, you know, or somebody call, and I know that they want to talk, then that's who I'm gonna put on. And I wanted to definitely get you on and talk to you about your track because, you know, you always there for me, you know. So that's what's happening there. Maybe next week I will get a. Jay Barnes on. Let me know how things are going with Grudge Inc. and everything. And like I say, I had Brooks, and I know for sure I'll probably have Larry T. on next week, either Long Island Joe. Either Larry T. or Long Island Joe will be on to talk about how their program is going and everything. But like I said, I'm not going to hold up you too much longer. I just scheduled maybe two or three people to talk to, unless somebody want to say something, push the one button, their hand will come up, and I'll let them come on and say what they want to say. Other than that, I'm going to let y'all go on back and do what you want to do. Ain't no need of keeping you on the line long. And next week I'm going to try and have I'm going to try and get Candy Crusher to come on and talk about their program. You know, and when I had these racers come on, I'm going to have them talk about their programs and what they're doing. I'm not going to have them come on and holler about, you know, I can do this and I can do that. Talk about the program, their programs and how it's going and what they're doing and how they have improved from where they were. You know, that's the way I'm going to do it. So I don't know if Long Island Joe, if he came up, but I wanted to talk to him. Also, I had a surprise. I was at Jackson. At the last Mike Hill show, and somebody come up to me and surprised the heck out of me, and that was Mississippi Joe. I see Mississippi Joe. You still there, Bobby? Yeah, I guess I.
Yeah, I was just on mute.
I had seen Mississippi Joe, and he surprised me. Him and his, you know, where if you see him, his brother's always there. Yeah, he was looking good, and we had a good long talk and everything about grudge racing. We mended some fences, and that means that we probably be talking to him next week to find out what's happening with his program. So that's the way it's going. So, like I said, if anybody want to ask you a question or anything, just push the one button and I'll put them on. If not, we ain't going to stick around too long because I ain't going to wear out this good thing that I got going. And I'm talking about with myself. So anything else you want to add, Bobby?
No, that's it, Wild Man. Just like you said, hey, glad you're back back on the air. But that so that's like you said, your show is about what, knowledge.
That's right. That's what it's about, and that's why I got you on here now about knowledge. And I had Brooks on, you know, and it's a show that you know I really, since I've had my son is 10 months old now, and I had him in Florida at what's the name's race, the big one in Orlando, and he loves grudge racing to the day. I can put on a grudge racing video, and that little guy, him coming out the water box, and he jumps and he turns around and he look at the video. He could be doing anything else. He could be anything else. He hear a car coming out the water box, man, he got to watch that race. So that's what's happening, and just trying to keep it like that, which I know you have a family atmosphere at your track. I don't need to even go into it because I know how you are and everything. And I just got to ask, did your wife make it as a tax collector?
No, she does. Yeah, she made it, but it's a Doolin County Superior Clerk. So she.
The clerk,
County.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Doolin County Superior Clerk. Yeah, she yeah, we put a whooping on that girl. We did the gap band on her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she got about two tractor trailer length.
Is that right? Well, tell her I said congratulations. You know, I knew she was running for a public office, and I forgot which one it was, you know. And I know she's the one who keeps you in line. I don't care what nobody say or you too.
Oh, yeah, you better believe that.
Yeah. I tell you how long it's been since I've been on and seen anything about your track. I was on Facebook, and I think you showed her on that new tractor you got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
you know why, man? You know, that was the old one, I think she was on the old
one. Oh, that's the old one? Okay.
That was the old one. Yeah, that was the old one. I just had it up there, yeah. She hadn't been on the new one yet. You know, she said, don't put that on Facebook. I said, I'm not. And I was hitting the button again. Post.
Well, now she know you did put it on there.
Yeah, trust me. She know, and I know I put it on too because she reminded me of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
she reminded me.
All right. Well, I'm gonna jump back here on and see if Brooks have anything else he want to say. If not, I'm gonna get on out of here. Cause like I say, I ain't gonna override my little welcome back thing. I said it wasn't going to be long, and I'm going to keep my word to it. So you got anything else you want to add, Bobby?
No, well, man, but like I said, glad to have you back. Glad that you, you managed to overcome a lot of the obstacles that was in your way. But as long as you keep God in front, everything will be all right. You know, I think sometimes things seem to look discouraged sometimes and be asking the question, why me? But and we know God knows better. And hey, I'm glad you're back. Glad you're doing good. Glad you're back on the airway. And hey, I'll be listening the rest of the night and next week too. I'll be right here.
Okay.
I appreciate
well, you're only gonna be listening for about another minute or so because I'm getting ready to jump off of here. I'm gonna put Brooks on, but you are absolutely right. You know, I have never said why me, I just ask him to make me strong and healthy once again, and he does what you ask for. You got to be careful how you ask now. And I go into specific words and everything when I talk to him. So everything is good. So without any further ado, I'm going to go to Brooks. And Bobby, you have a good one. And Brooks, you still there?
Hey, wow, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, well, I was just getting ready to say I'm getting ready to shut the show down. Like I said, I wasn't going to be on long. I had planned maybe about a half hour for this show, and we'll step it up as we go along and add more and add more. And next week I'm going to try to get Candy Crush on here to explain about his program and how he's going. But you got anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it. I just want to, as usual, every year I wish Bobby a good race. You know, his race is, what, a day before mine, day of mine? Up in-
yeah.
Anyway, I wish him well on his race, and you know, if anybody got any questions, we'll be right back here next week, same time, I guess.
All right then, okay, Brooks and Bobby, it's been nice having y'all on, and like I said, I was gonna make this a short show. It gets longer as the weeks go by. So until next time, I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wildman.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.